Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the amazing show that is known as the Interweb Rundown. I am your host, Action Mango, here with my amazing co-host,
E-Rock the Goon. And we're coming in hot, man. Brand new week.
Yes.
Let's kick this shit off.
Yes, and I need to start off this week by saying I have to take the L for not thinking of you, sir, and inviting you to Mikasa last night to partake in our social activities. And you know what? Yeah, I dropped the ball. I'm just going to clear the air right now, and I dropped the ball.
You know what, though? Listen, we're not going to do the shame bell for Game of Thrones, although we should have that sound ready.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
You know what it is, man? Because it was my goal this week, you know, having my little hall pass.
Yes.
My goal was to, you know what I'm saying, partake in some eddies, kind of mellow out and chill. And I wanted to roll through, man. You got you, Daryl. I've seen Daryl in a hot second. And
yeah,
you know what it is? I just, the goal, you know what I'm saying? When I had the free yeah. house the whole week. No responsibilities, essentially, yeah. outside of like going to work. And
I know.
I wanted to participate some nice eddies. You know what I mean? I wanted to just chill with my
like
dude.
A little bit of,
you know,
a little bit of light debauchery.
Yeah, like, man, but bro, I have never been so busy in my life. Like,
and then
my boss had the audacity to be like, oh, you know, now you know what it's like. It's not that easy. I'm like, motherfucker. What? I say, you're like, a glorified secretary. If I was able to do your job without having to do mine, I could run laps around you, but now I got to do mine and yours. That's what sucks about it. But it's water under the bridge. I just got one more. I got one more day left, and that's Monday.
All right,
and then he's right. back, and then I get to just be my regular self. And yeah.
Well, so, you know, I will say I'm sorry we couldn't deliver on your hall pass dreams.
Yeah,
you know, but
sucks. Plenty of time.
You know,
to be degenerous.
We'll get them next time.
Well, you had mentioned, you know, a little outing we could do, some Top Golf. And there,
yes,
could,
yes,
you know, what I'm saying, be a couple of degenerates, I mean, for a while. So I'm done.
I think so. I think, you know, that with like a little bit of, you know, mix a little drinks there, have a little fun in there, and have a good old time. You know, we'll
definitely
get
needed. It's definitely needed, 1,000%. All right.
I mean, Monday sounds like a good day to play hooky. Just, you know, putting that out there. But just
listen, this is. Let's just get into the rundown here, bro. We have a revival, sir.
Ooh.
And this had slipped through the cracks. I had it saved, and I don't know why I didn't bring it up last week, but you know what? Screw it. So
yeah, it's still there.
We were teased on Instagram a little bit, and this came my brother. Shout out to the official AV, my brother Alex, and
hey,
he actually sent me this, and this came through via Motor Trend. Matt Farah had put this out in his story. I forgot what was the other name of the website because I just wanted to confirm. You know, I have to go through, you know, in this day and age with news, you have to cycle different sources to make sure it's not bullshit.
I actually want to make sure things are real.
They had teased the revival of my favorite movie car of all time, the DeLorean, sir. Granted, the DeLorean was a pig in shit. Mechanically.
Yeah. Back to the Future did a lot to help its image. So it's just like, a lot. But yeah, that's the thing. It's just like, it's one of those cars where like, dude, I remember that car, like I said, just for the movie. And then I remember there was a guy in my neighborhood when I used to live in my old apartment. And I literally, like, I was looking for parking one day and I saw the DeLorean out there. And we all know that car and love that car. Like, you know the back of it instantly. Oh, yeah. Dude, I pulled over and went running up to this guy. And I was just like, bro, can I just see your car? Like, I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but it's like,
it really shouldn't have been as cool as it was. But damn, is that DeLorean so sick? I will never get over
great.
That car. Yeah. But like, it's phenomenal. Topped off at what, 80 miles an hour, some shit like that.
Yeah,
only a 4-speed.
It is like, It's like 80s car embodied. Oh. Like it is that one to represent. It's like what the Countach is for Lamborghini. Like the DeLorean is for just 80s awesome movie cars. And it's like, and now it's like, it's coming back. So
yes,
like that was, as car guys, that was our biggest issue with it. It was a piece of shit. So it's like
there's a wrench in this one. So mm-hmm. a bit of a, I think it's the way it should have been. Cause you put, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the DeLorean was super limited with the tech that was available at that time.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're dealing with
it's definitely early 80s stuff, exactly because so it was the problem with the DeLorean was it was a Frankenstein. Like the transmission was from mm-hmm. Porsche, and like
oh, yeah,
the interior right, guts yeah. were like from Volvo. The engine was from a different company. Like that was the real yeah, issue with like, DeLorean. It was to get parts from it were. Just
no, it's hard. Impossible. It's not like it was now today where you can like I can Amazon whatever and have it in 2 days. Like this is back when you had to actually like ship things out.
Exactly. So. And aside from the fact of the way the body was, it was no real clear coating. It was just the body as oh, it was.
That's right. Yeah.
So the car it was very, you know, the maintenance was ridiculous. So I feel like if they corrected that, and they're going to make it actually electric, I think that's the way to do it. Personally,
that's interesting. Yeah,
I think that's the way to do it. Make that bring that car I mean, back in more than just that metal color, and
yeah,
and definitely like give me the Kaiser Salim DeLorean. Have you seen his rendering?
Oh god, yeah, anything he does, anything he draws.
That was my computer wallpaper for like since I got it,
dude. That would be ridiculous. Like, I would just kill for it. But get that as an electric, I definitely like better than, I mean, because that where it's Back to the Future, and it like the meshing of like it's a marketing wet dream. So yes. Just like
100%, and I feel like if you get that car, and like you know make it electric, first off, it's finally gonna be fast.
And, oh yeah, you're gonna be smoking people.
So
and you got room in the back to put a ton of batteries. Like
exactly.
I wouldn't be too worried about the weight, and I would just make that thing like a sled and just go down.
Like. If you really think about it, you make a great point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it where, because you know, let's get into a little car shit. We're you know hopefully we're gonna lose you guys in the audience.
But, no.
If you look at the new like Hyundais and Kias that are electric, that battery, yeah. that complete electronic setup, is mm-hmm. under the hood. Just like a regular engine, but it's that's under true, the yeah. hood, big battery, and the motor mm-hmm. that pulls the car essentially forward, because it's not really a transmission anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, as per Tesla, the whole underbody of the car is the battery.
Yeah, they call it like the skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. It. So, it's like... so if you could technically still, you can make it a mid-engine car, technically, if you just put that battery yeah. motor assembly just... a little bit behind the axles.
Shift it back.
Oh.
Shift it back.
And, then, you know, obviously you make the hatch. You can do some cool shit with that trunk space. I think it's, that
you this have so is, much more flexibility.
Oh, I just think this is a W. I don't want yeah. them to really change the dynamics of the body too much, but definitely mm-hmm. just make it more modern where it's just more practical yeah. to take care of instead of just, you know what I'm saying, that freaking
exactly.
hard aluminum body that they had. So I just...
like, give me the update... like similar to what the second gen Ford GT was like.
Exactly.
Where it was like held back, you know, all the homage to the old one, but enough new body design to be like, yo, that is fire. Like,
exactly. But listen, I saw the video, the slight teaser. I was just so pumped. I hope this shit comes to market. It's just, it's an actual win. It's one of those companies
that's going to be amazing.
It is one of those things that would actually shut down. Like this, the race for electric vehicles, I think this would shut it down 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that would have the same market appeal as like just like anything Tesla does. It's like we all know what a DeLorean is, and now there's an electric one. It's just nice to see. It's like, yeah. I don't see who could hate that.
Yeah, like, I'm so into it. I hope it really comes, even if they make it as a really limited run and you know, a yeah. limited production. I just think it's a W all the way through. 100%.
Yeah, as a poster car all day.
Exactly. Listen, I had the beautiful time. Well, the family came back yesterday, and I had mm-hmm. the opportunity to view Uncharted.
And I've been seeing good reviews for this thing. So what was your take on the movie, sir?
I'll tell you this. It's this is the movie that finally will make me stop listening to critics, period. Because one of the critics that I follow is John Campion. And although I don't always agree with him, to me this time he was so off, it wasn't even funny. Oh. So he had said that he doesn't understand how the characters just quickly came all together and they trusted each other to embark on this big-ass mission. That's not even what happened. The whole movie is about them. Yeah. You know, this is obviously, if you played the game, you know, like the whole game is set on people betraying each other to get to their treasure. Like, that's the whole movie. So the fact that there was any trust is bullshit. The only time trust finally came in was in the third act of the film. So a lot of people's assessment, I thought, was so off and so stupid. Even though it did well on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, to see one of my like guys that I follow.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't rock with you no more, bro. Like you were so off, it wasn't even funny. And I think, this is the first step into video game, because we talked about it last week ad nauseum about the onslaught of video game movies and shows that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, this is the start. Okay, the movie had plenty of fan service. Obviously, everybody knows the opening scene with the crates.
Oh, like the plane, yeah.
Yeah, that's clear out of the game. There's other plenty of scenes that I can't spoil now. That is so perfect. Oh, it's good.
But that's the thing. I feel like that's what that movie did well, was like give that nice balance of it while still respecting the fact that it had to be a movie. And you know, like I it's one of those things where like if the guy who was saying you didn't develop how do they develop that trust? It's like, well, if you took the time to develop that trust, it'd be like, well, why do these characters have to do this? It wasn't really true to the storyline, and especially like you said, with all the betrayal going on anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now. It's a heist movie. It's like, if you not ever, a heist movie, but it's like exactly. In that vein of like, you know, yeah.
It's exactly what you described. It's the perfect cross between an adventure film and a heist with history mixed into it. I thought the movie was awesome. I loved it. If you do go to watch it, there are two end credit scenes, just like a Marvel movie. So just nice. FYI. But
thank you, Marvel, for starting that trend.
Yeah. So, but yeah, bro, I don't understand it. I don't even need it to, because it doesn't go verbatim from the game, and it shouldn't, because if you've played the game, you don't want to go to a movie expecting already. Yeah. So it kind of does its own little spinoff, but at the same time, there's callbacks and there's fan service to remind you of the franchise. I think it was absolutely perfect. I loved it.
You're completely right. Yeah. Like, that's how it should be. Like, you shouldn't be basing it completely off the game. It's like, you'd be... In the same way, you'd be mad of, like, if they based it completely off the book. You know, if this... Let's say Uncharted was a book beforehand. But it's like, yeah, you got to do something a little different. And, like, it's... Like, I haven't seen it yet, but like you said, I approach it in that angle of, like, this is just going to be a fun adventure movie to watch.
Exactly.
Like,
That's it. It's not going for damn awards. There's nice comedic beats to it, just like the game. And it's just fun. Mark Wahlberg, Tom Holland kills it. I will tell you this, though. If you're into, and I do, I love the flair of, like, bartenders doing tricks and shit with the bottles and shit like that. I don't know why. Call me one of those fangirls.
Well, it's like, if you and I do it, we're ended up with broken glass on the floor. So it's like, exactly. I want to see a show. So
call me one of those fangirls on Spring Break. I don't care. I love when bartenders do shit like that. And that Tom Holland actually took, you know, because part of that role where he was a bartender in a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit he's doing with the bottle, apparently that's all him. And they're saying that he was training to be a bartender for the film. So, you know, it looked so damn good. It was cool. The way he was doing it looks cool.
Good skills to have.
So okay, a little bartender porn for the boys. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
There you go. You guys know the most highly anticipated TV show for me this year is Halo.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm considering getting Paramount Plus for this show.
I am getting Paramount Plus just for this damn show, 100%.
I don't blame you.
I will tell you this, though. A bit of a red flag.
Mm-mm.
And we can discuss. Hey, hit me up. Hit us up into a rundown at gmail.com. A bit of a red flag came up, and it's a real bummer for me.
Oh, boy.
But He's not the Master Chief is not the main character in the show.
What? How?
Your face is perfect. When I read this article, credit to comicbook.com. When I read this article, they were kind of giving a synopsis a little bit, and the girl in the trailer, is supposed to be mm-hmm. centered around her, and the Master Chief is a side character that kind of pops up every now and then, and I feel like this is a huge mistake. I hope on everything that's real that this is not true. I hope.
I mean, yeah, because it doesn't even, like, I don't see how that works. I feel like it just limits your story in that Halo universe where it's like, okay, so we're just assuming that this person is not going to be, like, a Spartan. So it's like, what's really, or like, how are you going to make that work to where that person's linked enough to, like, put you into those storylines that, like, Master Chief would let that kind of sprawl out from there versus having him just show up every, like, third episode or whatever. So it's like...
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you've learned nothing from Boba Fett, if you learn nothing from that, this is not the way to do it. First thing is first. Like, I don't even know what would possess them to even do this. If you wanted to make, because the whole thing is they're gonna reveal, you know, the obviously the Master Chief's gonna take off his helmet and shit like that, which is a big controversy in the internet. People don't really like that. We do know that they corrected the way Cortana looks, because obviously she wasn't blue, so she just had like a blue like aura about herself.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the fans let them have it, kind of like what they did with Sonic.
I mean, yeah. And thank God for the power of the internet at that point. So exactly. Sometimes they need to fix those mistakes.
Exactly. So, but you know, the showrunners, I don't know what the hell are they thinking. It's Halo. Granted, you're not always the Master Chief in the campaign, but 90% of the time you are. Sometimes in part three you share, is it part three or two where you share, you know, the game with the Arbiter? Obviously you have, you know, a side game called Halo ODST.
But you figure with that many branches out in the exactly. games, it's like you could have easily like done something else to like. Like, it just feels weird that it's, like, that avenue they went down to, like, explore the rest of the storyline when, like you said, they have all these other branches out where you could go and really just put that to screen now. And then maybe, like, season two, like you said, with Book of Boba Fett, where it's like, okay, now we're going to kind of, like, bring this other character in to introduce her, to, like, add that extra fold to the story. It just feels like what you said, where they're kind of making that Book of Boba Fett move before they do The Mandalorian. And it's like... It just feels weird where it's like, I don't know if that really works if you're kind of doing something when we're expecting the main storyline to come out first. So.
It's to me, it's such a mistake where they're doing this. So, you know, the bigger beef is that he's not the main. That's a big strike. I get the fact that there's an ODST game that's out. I get the fact that in Halo Wars, you're John Forge. Like, I get that, but 90% of the time, you're the chief. So, I think this is a huge mistake. Instead of doing this shit, they could focus on his complete journey from when he was taken as a kid to being developed as a Spartan. Like, there's a whole lore you could just build just on him. The fact that you have to throw in this side shit, I think it's a huge L. I hope it's not true. I think this is wrong. Like, what they're doing. I think it's
if those proportions were flipped, it'd be like, all right, then I can handle that. But it's like, you're telling me he's not going to be the main focus? And I don't know.
And don't at me with no sexist bullshit. It's not because she's a female. I don't give a fuck. But my thing is that when you play Halo, you look at all the damn covers. The covers of Master Chief. When you're playing the game, you're playing as the Chief the vast majority of the time. So don't bullshit me with all this, with anything like that. It's not nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that it's his game.
Yeah.
He's the main character of the property. The fact that he's not going to be the main focus of the show is franchise malpractice, to quote the great Don McGregor.
Like, it feels like legit, if you were like saying like, hey, we're going to watch The Godfather, but we're going to rewrite it. And it's going to be, except we're going to focus on Fredo's story the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Bullshit is
part one, two, and three, Fredo. It's like, just never mind Michael. He's just doing his thing back there. It's whatever. But it's such a weird take to like.
If they're gonna do it like that, then it better be some like similar to like an anthology where no episodes connect, and one episode is about her, a few episodes are about the chief, a few episodes is about the Spartans that didn't make the cut. Like if you're gonna do it, then do it like that. Don't make That's her fair. The center of the universe. I just feel like they're trying to be all woke and bullshit like that, and they're just gonna ruin a story. The problem I have with this is that if you've kept up with the progress of this show, you know that Showtime had passed on this. This movie has been in development hell forever.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're just starting to fumble this shit is so stupid to me.
Just got this off the ground, guys. Let's
exactly
get this thing in the sky.
Okay? We just got the dang green light. For them to do shit like this, I just can't.
That makes you wonder.
I tell you what. Jess. If she is the main focus, that membership to Paramount Plus, it's not going to last too long for me.
No.
I'll immediately check out. Fuck it.
Yeah. I got no loyalty.
Exactly. Available. Yeah, we're not doing this. Let's take this over to actual video game land. And
yes.
In the world of fantasy, Elden Ring is just taking over the industry.
Everything, apparently.
Yeah. it's the highest rated game in modern history. It's holding at 97% positive views, absolutely crushing it. So
it looks amazing, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've been watching plenty of gameplay. I maybe acquired it via unmoral means, so leave it at that. And
you visited the dark web.
I maybe went sailing last night, just, you know, keep it vague in case Verizon's listening. So
yeah. Oh, dude, you son of a bitch. All right.
It's available. Why not?
I can't knock you, bro, at all. It features a co-op mode, a cross-generation mode, but it does not have cross-platform support. So it kind of leaves me out in the wind because, obviously, my Fire Team, unfortunately... Mm-hmm. Or support the lesser beans and are still on console.
Come join us.
Yes, please come to the dark side.
Join us on PC. Let's take all the steps.
Join the overlords. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't support cross platform, so I won't be able to rock. I still might do it. The gameplay looks amazing. Everything I've seen looks crazy. All the big time streamers are kind of floating over, so. I'll tell you what, man. It looks really good.
Epic, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Like, I definitely want to take a dive into this. I've never like loved those kind of like Dark Souls kind of games. Like, I realize it's like you're challenging yourself, and it's going to be like you're putting yourself through the gauntlet. But at the same time, I understand that reward of like finally beating the boss after like, you know, 10 tries or whatever. And but what I liked about this is like, at first off, I like the fact that you can jump and you have a horse,
which that's
like,
pretty cool.
Cool, because. You know, unrelenting boss trying to kill me in one swipe, and I'm like, if I'm one hit dead, so if I can just, instead of dodge rolling out of there, if I can jump and get a little more, you know, maneuverability, I think that. Yeah, world looks amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's crazy.
Sink some hours into this one.
Exactly. The way people just, the way the enemies just pop up on you from the gameplay I saw, that shit is so cool. They're comparing this game for the likes of Legend of Zelda, like, it's just, you know, once you put yourself in that kind of category of an adventure game, you're with the big boys. So they're saying they're saying that you know it's combat base is better than like The Witcher, Legend of Zelda, Elder Scrolls, all that shit. Like, yeah, it's getting super high praise, and I'm thinking about it. Definitely, and if you're they made it very clear that this is not coming to any subscription service anytime soon.
I know, especially with these ratings now, they can just hold out for a while.
Exactly, and I don't blame them. With ratings like this, and especially with streamers and the influence that, you know, mm-hmm. we're, you know, it's so different nowadays where when we were younger, the biggest influencers were like athletes and shit like that. Now you see athletes wanting to chill with video game streamers. Like now that's where the influence is. So once you have guys like that backing up your platform, I wouldn't go on a subscription service either because you're only going to cut yourself out of the money. So I think that's a good move. So it's
like maybe in like next year it'll pop up on there. Yeah. But
that's what they said. Yeah, they said no time soon. And listen, even if let's say it does come to Xbox Game Pass in about a year or so, you're probably going to get it with all the DLC. So it might not be a bad idea to, you know what I'm saying?
That is true.
You'll be buying the 8-ball. That's going to be a nice one, too. You know, everybody else will be so much higher ranked than you, but you'll get all the DLC for free.
Yeah, you can kind of get away with it with this game. I feel like if it's like a multiplayer, more like, you know, online multiplayer thing, it'd be like, all right, yeah, I don't want to get behind the curve that much, but this feels like it's one you can just kind of like take it easy and just have some fun with this and just sink a few weekends into it and just like call it a day, you know? Like,
yeah, it seems one of those type of games. So
we'll be good to go.
I tell you what, you know who's actually, I actually like this move with Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call of Duty's taking a step back from annual releases.
I like this move.
And I think that's a really good move. A lot of people kind of have a problem with it, but I think this is a very good move. We're still gonna get the 2022 release, but they're gonna take 2023 off.
That's fine by me. Like,
and this is the first time they're doing this in 2 decades. So this is a big move.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot more companies should follow this model where it's like instead of like pushing for a new release every year where you just kinda like, you run the risk of getting accused of, like, all right, you just copy and pasted and, like, throw a new skin on it and called it a day. Or you can take an extra year to actually work on it and do something new and different. So it's like, yeah, go for, like, take a year off and give some, you know, DLC support to the game you put out 2 years ago. And then jump out something new.
Exactly. So that's the big W. Like, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this comes in the wake of Vanguard not performing the right way. All the bugs that came with the game, like... Listen, it's just not... Vanguard was a good concept where they introduced some parkour to it. They introduced interactive environments. Even though it was limited, they still did it. But when they released Caldera, the Warzone map, it wasn't received well. A lot of bugs. Obviously, the hacking, shit's a problem. So the fact that they're taking a step back, let's just focus on quality. And I even like the press release that we're not going to blame this on COVID, even though it was a factor. We don't want to put this on that. Mm-hmm. We want to just focus on the quality. And I feel like that's the responsible way of doing it. Unlike, you know, DICE and EA, they'll blame it on everything else but themselves. But I think this is a W. It's only going to help them in the future. So
all day.
Yeah.
It's more, like I said, more companies should do this.
It's only a good thing when they do this.
That's the truth.
It's only a good thing.
Like,
so much other problems.
Like, people
there,
act like, yeah.
So much other shit to just play. This is a good thing, for sure.
Yeah. You can fill out our time, then you get, guess what? A great game in 2023, and you'll be really happy with it.
All right. Now, listen, just before we get to our final topic of the show. So it came out of the Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel experience for Disney.
Oh, God, yeah. My feed flooded with this stuff like 2 days ago. I was like, what happened? Like, what's going on at Disney? Like,
so they released this super... Listen, y'all know I am a Star Wars fiend. So they came out with this Galactic Star Cruiser. This is a super immersive Star Wars experience. Where you're in the cabins, you could get lightsaber training if you want. The cafeteria is like a huge, like
it's a whole thing. Oh, it's an experience. Yeah. So I mean, like it looks amazing. Like I get it, but it's just like I think like they went all out with the like the little details they were doing, little things on. I'm like, yo, you guys spent hours on this, like days, and it's just like. It's, you know what it is, like, I have dual feelings about this, where it's like, the Star Wars fan of me is like, yes, I need to go, and then it's like, oh, Disney hotel pricing gets a little wild, okay, like, gets a little wild.
Yeah. So, there's just, you know, as great as this is, there's just one huge mm-hmm. ass problem.
What?
This is like running you like six thousand for a couple Jesus. Of nights. Six G's. Like, I can't find exact. They're starting to open up reservations, but the packages were like for like a family of like three or family of four.
Oh god, yeah.
For two nights was like 6,000. Like 6,000?
Dude, it gets wild on the resort. Like, we went down there a few years ago, and that was just me and my wife at the time, and I was like, oh, to like stay on the resort is like a next level kind of package. Like yes, I admit that you are paying for that experience, and like the whole being in it definitely has its value. But I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's like $6,000, bro. It's like,
yeah, six G's. Steep. As much as I'm a damn fan, it's $6,000 for that fucking night. So hell no. But it's,
you know what I will say, like, doesn't help Disney too, is the fact that like when you go there, there are just so many houses like 10 minutes away from the park that, yeah, you're in somebody's condo. It's not that experience for sure. But a 10-minute drive to the park to get the other, like, to miss out on the hotel, I'll save those $5,000. I'll save the $5,000.
Like, I know, baby.
Maybe I'm being cheap, but I mean, hey, that's
fine. Nah, you're being responsible. I'm the one over there trying to calculate freaking a loan or some shit I can take out to enjoy this fucking shit. No.
Bro, I was on the same page when we were going down there. I was like, how can we flip this? And I'm just like, what? Once you get like three plans deep, you're just like, maybe it's not worth going into debt for a week at Disney. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just not worth it. But it's just, I mean, it might be worth it, but you know, not like $6,000 worth it. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it kind of climbs down a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, but I feel like we're also like, after seeing it online too, like that kind of spoils it for you, where it's like that mystery of like, oh, what is it, is gone. And it's just like, yeah, I saw it. It's an amazing like setup of like, it's, you're literally on a Star Cruiser. Like, it's, it looks awesome, but it's like, I'm like, dude, this is like, it's that split of like the front of my head is like, this is an amazing experience. The back of my head is like $6,000, $6,000. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the first thing.
The first thing I looked at when I saw the pictures, I'm like, this is amazing, but this is definitely going to cost me a kidney for sure.
It's, yeah. Hey, that's why you got two.
My cousin had put up a post. Oh, F you, Disney, for this. I'm like, yo, man, the blood and semen. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Donate an egg, something. Get our wives to donate some shit. You get like 30 bands just for an egg, right? Some shit like that.
Oh, dude, those things are so bad. I'm just like, my God. Like, I was just like, okay, sure, we can give you
an egg for a Star Wars experience? Why not? All right.
I mean, hey, people sold less for worse, so it's like,
let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up with the final topic. PlayStation, we know, was plotting a way into the subscription service model. We might have to get into the business of breaking news, because we actually talked about this months ago. So the fact that the fact that this is breaking now, sad. We were on top of this months ago, but there are a little more details than what we had before. We knew about them doing a tier service, and the funny part was their operating system is going to be based off of Microsoft. So
what a shock!
Microsoft is just winning. Just winning. It's like the Airbnb
on that back end, brother. Mate, that Azure server is making boatloads of cash for these guys.
But right now, it's still we still have the premises, so we don't get in trouble for spreading false information. This is still technically rumors, but this is Project Spartacus, and they will have the three tiers. It goes into Essential, Extra, and Premium.
Which, I mean, that, like, it seems like it's a fair split. Because I think the Xbox Game Pass has a kind of, or it's, I don't know, because they're not defining it, so it's a little weird to kind of compare the two, but it's like, I remember Xbox has a few different tiers also.
Exactly. I just feel like Xbox is more laid out, streamlined, you know what I'm saying? For the Xbox Game Pass, you have both access to PC games and you have access to Xbox games. So I think that's for one price. So on top of
that was also their like 4-year head start. You know, like, that helps also.
So I just feel like this is stupid. Check this out. So the essential passes is $10, only gives you access to PlayStation Plus as it is. And PlayStation Plus, if I remember correctly, is just what Game Pass used to be. A bunch of, like, you know, cycled games.
Yeah, it's like...
Exactly. You're not really touching no more.
Yeah.
You know, PlayStation Extra at $13 will give you access to stream the games and to PlayStation Plus and PlayStation's standard catalog.
Oh, okay. Then you get access to it. So, which... I don't really love that.
Yeah, exactly.
On the first tier.
So, premium is where everybody's going to go. All right, maybe.
Easily, yeah.
So, with premium, obviously, you get PlayStation Plus. You get their full gaming catalog. You have the ability to stream games without having to download. You get all their classic games.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the part... This is the part where they messed up.
Yeah.
First-party games... You only get a limited time to play it. It's like a trial day.
Oh God, I hate that. So, I fucking hate that.
So for $1 more, for $1 more than Xbox Game Pass, that gives you a day one release for you to enjoy the game without a limited time.
Dude, this, yeah, like any game that does that, it's like such a pain in the ass.
Exactly. This and the PlayStation's subscription service is going to give you a trial period.
Okay.
It'll
probably be like 1 week. Actually, no. That's the thing I really don't like is that the trial period is not like it's not even like it's laid out. It's just at their discretion. Like some games are like, oh, play it for a week. Some games are. I know the new popular thing is Ubisoft just pulled it with it was like Riders Republic. They're like they made it seem like it was going to be a full trial for the week to play it. So in the pictures, it looks like okay, cool. I get to just try this game out for a week and take it for a test run. No, it's only a 10-hour demo. You just have the week to play in those. You have a week to use up those 10 hours.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you're giving me two restrictions? Like, what's going to make me want to, like, I don't want to fucking touch this game anymore.
EA did it with Battlefield. Remember, Battlefield had that free. What was it?
Right, yeah.
It was like a 12-hour.
I think it was the same thing with the 10 hours.
Yeah,
it was
some
shit. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, they did give you 12s. Yeah, it was 12 instead of 10. But it was like, I'm like, dude, like, let me just play it for a week. Like, tell me my progress isn't going to transfer over. But no, I have to, no progress, play it for a week, only play it for 10 hours within this week. I'm just like, yo, like, fuck this. Like,
oh, I just think this is a big swing and a miss. I like the fact that they're trying to do it because they're seeing what the success that Xbox is having, obviously.
Yeah, but...
But not like this.
Copy the plan.
They messed up one with the tiers. The other two tiers, Essential and Extra, are freaking useless.
It's a waste. It's an absolute waste.
Like, premium has
the Xbox Series. It always felt like you were getting a little extra with each one.
Exactly.
This is just like
with premium,
I just have to pay to get the good one.
Premium has a chance of being great, but that first day release trial period bullshit—that's a huge.
That's where they shoot themselves in the foot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where again, still all rumors. This could be very well not be true, but right now, all the reports, all the main leakers are saying that this is where it's at, and. Yeah. That's about it, sir. This is
L. This is not. It's look, and especially compared with Game Pass, when it's been out as long as it has been, it's like just copy the model. Like it's really easy, and that's why a lot of it is successful as it is because we got all these.
It's just
nice
so
perks
damn simple.
That PlayStation wasn't offering.
It's so simple. Exactly what you said. The reason why it's successful, mm-hmm. it's simple, and you have classic games there. You have first day release games. You have their. Exclusives are there, like
mm-hmm.
it's just yeah. all around. It's a win, but I feel like this is terrible. So
look, they could have easily done better, but it's just that I think that's still a little bit of that PlayStation kind of like superiority complex of like, all right, we're still good here, we still have the market lead, so we can offer them like some of the stuff they want, but not everything. Whereas like Xbox was obviously in more of a position to be like, yeah, we just got to give these guys whatever they want because we don't have that advantage of like, all right, we can just sit back and make our money. So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's going to come back to bite you in like 3 to 4 years. Because like we've been saying on this show, it's like Microsoft's been making these moves and it's like playing this longer game to be like, hey, you know, we're cool with just, we're going to lose the money on the consoles anyway. So let's just make it back with a subscription service. And
exactly.
It's worked. So
yeah, they're making it.
It's just that's like, they're just slowly building up into like a massive Netflix kind of empire deal. So
let me close. Well,
let them do their thing.
Let me close with this just to play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. If by first day party release, the trial period, if they're talking about games that won't be on any subscription service, that you get to try out before you buy it, like a Cyberpunk or like Elden Ring, if you get to get a trial period under PlayStation's then we're talking, okay, that's pretty cool. I get to basically get a demo of the game. That's cool.
Yeah, tell me you'll do that for, and I'll even concede to it. If you tell me that's across the board every game 10 hours, that at least, I wouldn't say it puts them in equal footing with Game Pass, but at least that makes it somewhat more appealing because it gives you that variety of games to try out and play.
That's what actually help you teeter over Game Pass, because Game Pass doesn't have that. It's either either on the service or it's not. So the fact that you have the ability to get like a game that won't be on a subscription service, if you get the ability to get a demo version of that game,
I'd rock with that, because it's been a while since we had like proper demos. Like,
exactly.
You know, this is, and I'm now gonna date myself. I remember the days of the demo CDs, the demo disc, and it's just like that was. That it shit. Was nice. It was just to get to try a bunch of stuff.
That shit that came in like, the back of magazines. I remember that.
Yes.
Shit.
Those things with the pages and the colors.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Oh my god, man! You just dated us. On that note, you dated the shit out of us. You let people know where they can find you.
I'm located on the old interwebs at Action Mango on the Twitch and the TikToks, and you can find me at GT40MKV on Xbox Live.
You already know. You rock the goon. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere. You rock the goon. You rock 57. Xbox Live. Come get this work. Listen. Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate your time. Yes. Salute to Big Daryl.
Same to you.
Listen, brand new week, man. Let's take this shit over. Get out there.
Do it.
Crush it. Come back next week. Share this podcast. Show us some love. Let's do it, baby. Love y'all. We're out.